Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It has been a week full of things. I don't know how else to put that. It started out last Saturday morning when the president tweeted out about the wiretapping, and it's been all about wiretapping and all about spying on the American people, and it goes on and on and on until we talk about the deep state. And we visited that briefly yesterday, just briefly. We had the RCAF people in. You know, it's just been a great week as far as the show goes. It's just been wonderful. So many good guests, you know, and when I have somebody in-house, I just get pretty excited about that. I have some information here that kind of befuddles me. I've got a friend that likes to use that word, befuddled. Confuses me. Or is it just a telltale sign of what is going on in this world? We are in a mess here in the United States. We have a bunch of confused people, and they think we're the ones confused, you know, and we think they're confused, so it's just a mess. Well, this is Starbucks. Now, a lot of people like to use Starbucks. It's not necessarily my favorite, but a lot of people like Starbucks. They like the idea of going in and just sitting down. They, you know, the coffee shops are kind of the thing now. But a Swiss financial services company called Credit Suisse is warning that coffee giant Starbucks announcement of a plan to hire 10,000 Muslim refugees has clearly hurt the company by negatively impacting sales and damaging the company's brand. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that would damage them? Well, they're taking American jobs, and they're putting somebody else first over America. I watched O'Reilly one night this week, and his guy that goes on the street, Waters World, he would ask somebody, well, do you believe in putting America first? And one of the young women said, well, I really don't think I do. I don't buy that for 1 minute because they put themselves first. Yeah, they put themselves first. And since they're an American citizen, if it came and it affected them personally, it would be a whole different ballgame. So here it is with Starbucks. Our work shows a sudden drop in brand sentiment following announcements of the refugee hiring initiative. And that was announced on January 29th. The flattish from a run rate of 0.80 on an index of -100 to 100, net sentiments has since recovered, but has been significant volatility in recent weeks. It's not doing well, in other words, folks. It's not doing well. People have made a statement, and I'm so proud of the American people that will make a statement. There's all kinds of coffee shops. You don't have to go to a Starbucks. There's all kinds of coffee shops. And it's not that we dislike the hiring of someone else. It's that they've made a commitment to do that instead of hiring Americans. How many Americans are going to lose their jobs or not have a job opportunity? What about these college kids that like to go work at these places? Well, they're going to be out. They don't fit the job requirement of being an outsider. We are accused of being bigots and prejudice, and it goes on and on, xenophobes, I mean on and on and on. We in America are the most diverse country anywhere. Anywhere. I live in rural America, and even in rural America, I see all kinds of diversity. Not as much as you would in the city. We don't have as many people as you do in the city. But I see lots of diversity. And I don't have a prejudice against someone with a different culture or a different skin color, different hair color. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is whether they're kind. Are they going to be kind, or are they not going to be kind? That's what bothers me. I just want to emphasize to you kindness, diversity and kindness. And we all need a little break from things in life, so we have to once in a while go another direction. Just to get away from the everyday situations in our lives and go somewhere else. Just go somewhere else. We're going to have a guest here on here in just a little bit. I'm going to wait till the second segment to bring her on. And we're going to just kind of take a break from the politics, at least for a segment or two of the show today. It is Free for All Friday, but I'm going to ask you to hold off on your calls. Hold off on your calls for now. We had a little trouble getting in touch with her, and now she's on hold, and I'm going to beg her to just have some patience with me and hold on. So we're going to talk about something totally different. We're going to have Nancy Cartwright on. And if you recognize that name, she has been the voice of Bart Simpson. And she's done many other voices as well. But we're going to talk to her a little bit today and talk about a different, you know, we'd all like to pretend to be somebody else. We'd all like to pretend to do something else. And she's made a living at that. And I think that's kind of fun. So we're going to talk with her as soon as we come back from the break. We're just about to run out of time. And then later on, we're going to take your calls, and this will be a regular free-for-all Friday, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. So write the number down at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Remember yesterday we talked about the postcards to the president. So you want to get those postcards ready to go. They're supposed to be mailed out on the 15th of March. And I will be at the last segment of today's show, I will give you that address once again. Just to give encouragement, just to let them know that you're awake and you're watching what's going on. So just send the president or his administration a postcard. And they're wanting it to be a mass mailing. And everyone will mail their postcards on March 15th just to show support and respect for the President of the United States of America. And like I said yesterday, it doesn't matter if you hate him or love him. He's the President of the United States. So if we're going to say we're not prejudiced, if we're going to say that we are kind, we have to be kind to everyone. Whether you like it or not, we have to be kind. Mama said so. Mama said so. You got to be kind. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're going to have a guest as soon as we come back. Nancy Cartwright's going to join us, and we're going to talk about all of her voiceovers that she does. And we're going to talk about one in particular that she's been doing, and they've been advertising a book, and that's Battlefield Earth, and she is one of the voices in the audio book. And we're going to visit with her about that and lots of other things in her life. I think it's very interesting. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
It was raining. A storm apparently had moved in. It had been clear when they landed, but now the dawn was thick with overcast. It was at that moment that Diddy McLeod remembered the rest of the message. He said to Dunaldine's back.
Also safe. Just squiggle.
The boy's accent was thick, not the accent of an educated Scot.
To what?
Demanded Dunaldine.
I missed for a moment. I couldn't think of the word.
Apologized the boy.
But it did sound like squiggle.
Scramble?
Asked Dunaldine. The word that meant emergency takeoff.
Oh, ah. So it was. So it was.
Dunaldine was off like a shot, and 2 miles were never eaten up so fast by a horse.
And we are back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. That was a little clip from Battlefield Earth, and the young McLeod, this Scottish boy, was the voice of Nancy Cartwright, who was also the voice of Bart Simpson. And she's our guest this morning for a couple of segments of the show. We're going to talk about what she does. Nancy, you have had quite a success using your voice. Welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Thanks, Bethany. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, I kind of marvel at what people can do with their voices, and I watched a clip of you on the World Wide Web yesterday. I Googled you and brought you up, and I watched some of the clips of you making the different voices, and it just amazed me. How did you come up with the voice for Bart Simpson? How did you come up when you have to pick out a character and a sound? How do you do that? That's a loaded question.
Well, that's a couple questions, but to simplify it, it helps me. And people ask me what my technique is. I don't know if it's a technique. It's just what I do. Nobody really taught me how to do voices. Gee whiz, when it's a good piece of literature and I don't have a picture, I really depend on the author. You know, I really depend on his viewpoint to help me out. A description of the character, how old he or she is, you know, the body size. Sometimes they describe speech impediments or particularities, you know, of a character. That's really helpful, too. You know, and if it doesn't go into that much detail, a photo or a drawing, like there was a drawing of Bart Simpson that I could see what he looked like, and he was sitting next to a picture of his sister Lisa, and I had originally gone in to audition for Lisa, but I didn't like the description of her. It just sort of seemed kind of, you know, kind of boring, 8-year-old middle child, and that didn't really turn it on for me. Because I was sort of like the middle child in my whole family. I kind of shared the middle because there were 6 of us. So it wasn't the direct middle.
Thank you for saying that. I have 5 children, and my number 3rd, he likes to claim he's the middle. I said, there's 5. There's 3 of you in the middle.
That's a good one. That's the right thing to say. But the school-hating 10-year-old underachiever and proud of it, it was just more meat there that I could hook my artistic creations into, so that's how I picked Bart. But his voice, there's no one answer to this thing. It's like when I auditioned, and I'd been on, by the time I auditioned for The Simpsons, this was like 30 years ago, I was already on something like 6 Saturday morning syndicated cartoons. There was no cable at the time, but I was already doing it professionally. That was my dream, was to come out to California and do these voices. Because I was already doing it professionally, I don't know, I had an arsenal of voices in my hip pocket. And so when I read that for Bart, I just gave that one shot. And typically I would give 3 or 4 different audition pieces for a character, but I didn't need to. For Bart, I just said, this is it, and I nailed it, and I was hired on the spot.
That's
you know?
Pretty awesome. And that's, you know, and Bart Simpsons is one of the longest, if not the longest running program on TV.
Yeah.
It was 28 seasons. That's a long time.
Yes, we do have the record right now.
And I believe, you know, and I think, you know, I watched it some. I didn't watch it religiously like a lot of people do, like my kids did.
Right.
But it, you know, it did kind of relate to a little bit of everybody. It was silly and it was fun, but it was, you know, it just related to a little bit of everything, particularly a family where you see what the siblings, how they got along and didn't get along. That was kind
That's
of,
right.
you know, it was a little bit of everything in it. I thought
That's
it was
right.
pretty, yeah. So it was a great run for you. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about the audio books, and Battlefield Earth is one of them that Galaxy Press has been advertising here on CSC Talk Radio. And I'm always telling the listeners what an awesome audio that they do on these and all the different voices and everything. And you were picked to do McLeod, the young Scottish boy.
Yeah, that was a kick. There weren't a lot of opportunities for me to play other characters. I think they probably would have asked me to do a bigger part, but mostly this particular novel by Mr. Hubbard it's just loaded with a lot of male characters. But I specifically, my area, my niche really is children. You know, I don't do a lot of adult voices. The sound of my, the natural sound of my voice tends to be, like when I turn it on for a project like that, tends to be very youthful. So, anyway, they immediately thought of me when this little bitty guy came along, and I just loved it. You know, I love going in there. It's one of the, if not the, most professional studio I've ever worked in. Their care for the artist, to me, is beyond compare.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we had another voiceover that was on here a few weeks ago talking about his role in the Battlefield Earth. But, you know, we played that as we came back in from this segment. I wanted my listeners to hear that. you can tell people and tell them and tell them how good the audios are, but unless they actually hear it,
yeah,
they're not going to understand. And
it's
you
true.
Know, my mother-in-law has been listening to the Western series. And
okay.
She's 91 now, and she's having a little difficulty. She loves, loves, loves to read, but she's having a little more difficult with that. So we loaned her the audio series that I had for here from Galaxy Press on that, and she's really and truly enjoyed the stories and
well,
how they
good.
Put together. So,
yeah, I think he kind of knew what he was doing, you know.
Well, whoever puts them together there in the studio, they do an awesome job with production.
Yeah, they
production.
Do. And they're just loaded with all kinds of sound effects, and the music is all original, and it just, it blows me away. Again, the standard of the quality of the production is beyond compare.
Well, give some of us who are way on the outside of that what it's like to go into a studio when you're going to do a read for a voice like that. It's got to be,
sure.
I mean, you've got to kind of get into a zone.
Yeah, well, get into a zone. I don't know. I think it's really a matter of just being there, being in present time. You can't be thinking about, oh my gosh, I forgot to give my son his, you know, the permission slip. Kind of, you know, to go on the field trip. I can't, you know, or I've got, oh man, I'm going to be late for my, I've got an appointment this afternoon. I have a feeling this is going to take a little bit longer. I'm going to be, you've got to handle all your, considerations and any problems that you might have, you need to handle that ahead of time so that when you go in the studio, you can just be there and do what you're doing. That's number one. And as far as being in a zone, I just take it on, and then I just do my thing. And it's great. It's just great fun. For me personally, they had me in privately. I wasn't with, there weren't any other actors there because I didn't, they had already recorded the actor who played the other part against mine. So I didn't really need to play. I just heard his recording and just played off of him.
That's what I was going to ask you, if you listen to that so that you, when I say get into a zone, I kind of mean we have to put everything on the outside, whether we've done everything for the kids' permission slips and things that are coming up in the rest of the day. We have to kind of block that completely out. That's kind of what
right.
I meant by getting into a zone. So you listen to those, and then you kind of get into your character and do the read. Do you, when
yeah.
you're doing that, do you, the sound effects are all put in then later, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They do all that in post, meaning after they record me, they add all the sound effects in later.
That's just very interesting to me. I sit here live every day, you know, for 1 hour, and so it's kind of interesting to me how you would go into a studio and be another character. You know, you just go in and you be another character. You
oh,
just,
it's great fun.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
I bet you were
a hoot in class when you were younger. I can just imagine that. We're going into a break, Nancy. That is also my older sister's name is Nancy. We're
awesome.
Going into a break. Your calls are welcome if you'd like to visit about voiceovers and how you can do that. We encourage you to try Battlefield Earth. If you would rather sit down and read the book and hold it in your hand, we've got that. And if you'd rather listen to it, it's a long listen. So it's going to be a long road trip or a nice evening, several evenings, weeks of evenings, sitting and listening. BattlefieldEarth.com. It's BattlefieldEarth.com. And Nancy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Costa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've taken just a little time today. We'll get back to our regular show set up here in just a few moments. But I take a little time out today to interview Nancy Cartwright. She's with us. She does the voice for Bart Simpson and several other characters in The Simpsons. And she's done one of the voices for Battlefield Earth. And we're going to listen to another little clip from Battlefield Earth here.
The light was burning now. It shone upon the sparsely furnished stone-walled room. It showed the rain-drenched, excited, black-eyed boy, Biddy McLeod.
Squire Dwight! Squire Dwight has sent a message. Who he say is most urgent?
Ah, this was different. Donaldine got up and reached for his clothes. Squire Dwight. Probably Dwight had used that because co-pilot would be an unknown word to this child.
Your gillies are afoot, a settling amount. Your squire has said it was most urgent.
Donaldine glanced at his watch. It meant that the 12-hour radio silence was over. That was all. Probably a babble of news. Donaldine had no idea at all that things had gone other than successfully at the other mine sites. or that they'd succeeded at the compound.
And we're back. Nancy, you do a fantastic job with that little voice.
Thanks. That's you know, for those that get to listen to it, there's a little surprise at the end that will, it'll kind of break your heart a little bit.
Yeah.
He's such a sweetheart, the little guy. I just loved playing him. And, you know, more than that, it's like being a part of this. It wasn't a very big part in the overall, you know, 5.5 hours of, I think it's 5.5 hours of, like, listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a bit, you know.
Yeah, it's
no,
it's
more.
More
than, it's way
it's
more
like
than
47.
47, that was 50 hours.
Yeah,
it's
almost,
way more.
More.
But here's the deal: when people, you know, when they commute, you just pop it in and listen to it on instead of listening to music. You listen to a great story on the way, and the words from the artist, from the voiceover artist, you know, help to create illusion. So you get to contribute that by creating your own pictures of what these characters look like. I love audiobooks. But anyway, I just feel like in doing this, he wasn't that big of a part, but it's kind of a crucial part in the overall storytelling. He's something that represents youth and future, and it's a little tender what happens to him, you know.
No, don't be a spoiler now.
I won't be a spoiler.
And it is it's a long listening. I'm still working on it because I work all day long, and I only have a short commute here. I'm only about a mile from home. So.
Oh, my gosh. How can I be?
Well, I'm in small town USA. I'm in a little town called California, Missouri. It's definitely small town USA, and I'm very privileged to be on a nationally syndicated talk show. It's pretty awesome. I get callers from everywhere.
I'm surprised you're not doing this from your den. You actually have to go somewhere.
Husband didn't want me to have my business in the house.
He made me go a mile away.
Yeah, he made me go a mile away. Yeah, we had to set up a studio and all that, and so he helped me with that. He works in construction, so he did help me with that. So we've got a little studio here in the older part of this little town. And those are the kind of the nice parts of rural America that everyone needs to see. Everybody needs. We're the county seat in our little town and in our little
Good
county.
Grief.
So
that's amazing.
It is.
Fan, you know what? I want to comment something about heroes, because this book, to me, Hubbard offers something that we don't really get a whole lot of anymore, and that's a real, true, genuine hero.
Yes.
You know, in today's movies, when you go to the movies today, they represent heroes that they're not really heroes because they do things that are like kind of unethical.
Right.
In the guise of help or in the guise of freedom. And to me, it's a little bit hypocritical. It's not really setting a very great example. But when you have a hero that has, by definition, a hero should have some flaws. They've got some human qualities that make them very relatable to the public that is listening or watching. And the public then cares for this underachiever or, you know, underdog or whatever to win. And so they've got these obstacles to overcome, and they make mistakes. But in the end, they represent goodness, and their heart is in the right place. And I think Johnny Goodboy, he's such a great character in that respect. You know,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And humble. You know, a true hero is humble. They don't even realize that they've done anything great. They're just trying to do the right thing and help people out or help themselves out and push forward. But you're right. In the movies today and some of the shows today, it's hard to tell who the hero really is because they do things unethical or sometimes the bad guy ends up the hero. And that's kind of confusing, I think. So,
totally confusing. It sets a certain standard for our society that it's actually degrading it's contributing to the degradation of our society.
It's lowering the standard, for sure.
You know what I'm talking about, and some people may think it's old-fashioned, but I don't think that's your public. I think your public that listens to your show, you yourself, with the topics that you bring up, you know, you do represent kind of like a moral standard that We could use a better change. It's kind of a mess out there, and whatever.
Kinda.
Have you noticed?
I have. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the forgotten man, the forgotten woman, and I am right smack dab in the middle of rural America. You know, the heartland, definitely the heartland, and I always claim we're reaching out to all America because it takes all of us. You know, it really does. It takes all of us, and putting whatever politics you have aside, you know, doing the right thing is never the wrong thing.
That's right.
And true heroes are quiet people. They are the forgotten man until they finally have had enough and they're going to do something about it. And Johnny Goodboy was like that.
Yeah, and another thing to add to that, you said doing the right thing is always the right thing.
It's never wrong. It's never the wrong thing.
It's never wrong. Here's the thing. There's a saying, if it feels good, then do it. I have a problem with that. There's no moral responsibility that goes along with that. It's not a matter of fulfilling your own personal desires.
No, that's true.
Right and wrong. It has to do with what is the best decision that influences the most individuals or groups that you're involved with. You know, when you're pressed to make some sort of a moral decision, you kind of got to look at, you got to be willing to look at the big picture. How is this going to influence not just myself, but how is it going to influence the group that I'm involved with or society at large? You know what I mean? That's how I try to make my decisions that way. It's not selfish.
Well, sometimes it's not just standing up for a group of people, but if you've got an individual, and I'm thinking back to when my kids were in school, I raised five boys, and when they were in school, you know, there's always a bully. Fortunately, they were not bullies, but they were one of those that would step up and protect others from a bully. So there's always somebody that's willing to bully another person around, whether they're a smaller person or just not as strong a personality. You know, there's always somebody, and it takes a stronger person to even recognize what's happening and stand up for that. You know,
that's right. And you know what? And I think that's awesome. I think that's good. And even especially if it ends up being you, if somebody's picking on you, there is a right time for you to just say, you know, to get a little bit big and say, knock it off.
You know,
maybe you have to bop the guy in the head or like in his gut or something.
That's kind of funny because I've been telling my listeners to call Congress and just tell them, knock it off.
Just try to do the right thing.
And knock it off. Nancy, we're going into another break. I know that you have to leave. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you being with us today.
My pleasure.
I'm going to give you a quote from one of our founding fathers. Because we were talking about giving up and finally realize you got to put your foot down and do the right thing. He says, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. And the key word is, we've been way too patient. Sometimes we just have to give it up and say, you know, knock it off. Nancy, thank you for all that you do. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being on and representing Battlefield Earth today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Beth Ann. You take care. Have a good one.
Thank you. We are going into the final segment of today's show, 877-895-5410. I have some news you're going to want to hear, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're on the final segment of today's show. We had a little getaway in the middle of the show today, since it was Free for All Friday. We had a little getaway. Galaxy Press has been advertising two of their books. Well, actually, it's more than one book, but one of the books is Battlefield Earth. You can go to battlefieldearth.com, either get the book or get the audio series. And then the Western series, which are, these are books of heroes. These are books of forgotten men, forgotten women. You can just visit galaxypress.com, galaxypress.com, and receive those books. Now, in the very first segment of the show, I promised you that in the last segment, I was going to give you once again the address to send the postcards to the president. They are supposed to go out on March 15th. Mail them March 15th, which I believe is Wednesday. And the address is to President Donald J. Trump, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, just put NW there, Washington, D.C., and the zip code is 20500. 205000. And of course, everyone knows it's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. This is to encourage our president. He's being attacked. It doesn't really matter what you think of the president, but he's being attacked. And the president of the United States and his administration is being obstructed. And we need to let him know we stand with him. We have Granny from New Mexico. Granny, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, well, you were talking about heroes, and you had such a lovely guest on, and there were two heroes that I've thought of lately as you were talking. One was we go to a restaurant in northern New Mexico sometimes. It's in a historic building at a hot springs, and when they were redoing the building, they found some old comics from the newspapers of that time,
I believe.
Either the early 30s or the very late 20s, and it was they put in a frame Little Orphan Annie, a couple of these Little Orphan Annie cartoons.
Yes.
And one, we always go by and look at it and laugh because it was one where a bully threw a rock and hit her dog, and she went and told him, you know, how awful he was, and he says, "What you gonna do about it, huh?" And she grabs a board from the fence and starts chasing him down the street. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful cartoon. And then she goes back and says, you know, you try to be a good person, but you get put in these situations, essentially, where you have to stand up for what's right or something to that effect. But it's such a cute, very old cartoon that they literally found when they were redoing this very old building.
Thank you for sharing that.
We just love it. We always go back and look at it. We're so glad they put it in a frame and have it on a wall at one side of the restaurant where we go. It's Ojo Caliente Hot Springs in northern New Mexico. Anyway, it's where the restaurant is. And the other one was a movie. We very seldom go to movies, but our daughter insisted we go to a movie with her, and it was called The Eagle Huntress. And it was the most charming, charming documentary-type movie about a young girl. And all the things that she does to be an equal with the men, because she was able to find a baby eagle, raise him, train him, and or actually her, I think it was a female eagle, too, and actually win the competition for that whole Mongolian area. And it's shot on site, and I had great respect for even the camera people who went on horseback or at least the people who were being photographed were on horseback up very slippery, slidey, snowy mountains. And having ridden horses myself, I have great respect for everybody in the picture. So it was a charming thing. And so we do have a few heroes, but they're really hard to find.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Granny. Thank you so much for sharing that. The Eagle Huntress. I appreciate that. I'm talking about heroes. Thank you so much, Granny. We're going to go to Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sir. Thank you.
It's surprising. 60 yesterday, snow today.
I know. It's cold outside, baby.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like 15 tomorrow. I just want to give you a word of encouragement and to the people that are listening, or words to say, support Beth Ann. Now's the time to do it. Don't wait till April. This is already March.
Yeah.
It's time for people to step up and keep this thing going.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Thank you, Kevin.
I want to say that much.
Thank you.
May God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I had several things that I wanted to share today, and of course, as usual, we're running out of time. This is something that might shock you. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I saw this last night. I thought, no, I'm not sharing that. And then again today in a different source. Last night when I saw it, it was tweeted out. And today it was in an article about the tweet. So I thought, you know, it's Free for All Friday. We throw lots of stuff out there. So I'm going to throw this out there. And it may end up the topic for the weekend. I don't know. But Barack Hussein Obama's brother, Malik Obama, he tweeted out Obama's birth certificate. And guess what? It's not from Hawaii. So I'm certain that this will raise some eyebrows, and people, I've got a copy of it. I mean, I printed it off. Of course, they can fake anything. We know that with fake news, they can fake anything. I don't believe his brother would do that. It's one of them that looks more authentic than any I've seen yet. Everyone that ever came out in the last several years has all looked different. That being said, we need to keep this nation in prayer. We need to be the heroes, the silent heroes that stand up and do the right thing. Our nation is a mess. And I think we can see the war and the struggle in D.C. And you know, it's not about the President of the United States. It's about you, we the people. They don't want us to have a constitutional republic. It's about big government, social control. Key word, there's control. So if you want your nation back, if you want your independence, you're going to have to stand up and do the right thing. And doing the right thing is never wrong. It's not always easy, but it's never wrong. It can't be just one of us. It's got to be all of us. So don't think, well, somebody else is going to send a postcard. No, don't think that. You need to send a postcard. And if you can help support CSC Talk Radio, don't think somebody else is going to do it. You need to do it to bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.